Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Happy, happy full moon in Cancer. Wow. And also Merry Christmas and Happy Boxing Day. So much to celebrate right here. Well, we are at Crescent Beach, our favorite portal. Just really enjoying watching the ocean waves, the fresh air, this awesome feeling of peace and love. We just finished our party with my children and grandchildren. It's so much fun to see the babies. I have Cruzy, he's 1 year old, and Waniska is two. So much joy to see their personalities and just really having laughters, fun, food to eat. That's Christmas, right? Like relationships. So today I just find some time to talk to you and just to be appreciative of the moments you spend time with us. And you know, amazing, 2023 is almost over. So last night I was doing a vision board. I didn't quite finish it, but putting it all together for 2024, and I'm really super pumped to do and finish an angel book, which is Angels Activations. It's so surreal. I feel this will help a lot of people to understand how to connect with the messages of the angels, your experiences, to make sense of it. And for those people who have the angelic DNA, you know, you will receive activations and attunements. I'm also including the Atlantis 12 archangels that I was teaching on 2020, the COVID timeline. So as I sit here, I feel I wanted to talk more about 2024. A powerful year for the year of the dragons. The dragons for me is the protector of the land, the wisdom and guidance. They hold the sacred ancient knowledge before the evolution of human consciousness. They were here before us. And they are like, you know, there's fire, there's a water dragon. It feels like elemental, kind of like they all have different type of creation and how they can help us understand and be fearless. So 2024 is a year of power, abundance, claiming your sovereignty, that you are here incarnated as a miraculous being of light, the activations of your light body as you fully function in your divinity and humanity. You can be tapping into the blueprint of your cosmic blueprint, your galactic blueprint, that will upgrade and up-level your ways of living and understanding why you're here. And really releasing those lower emotions, vibrations that we've been carrying eons of lifetime. It is time to step up, level up, and really shine your light. Share your light. So radiation, the radiation of your light body. And we need to really anchor fully to Mother Earth, to the core of Mother Earth, so we can feel grounded, because these are a lot of influx of electrical frequencies, light frequencies that you're holding. And so when we are holding a lot of light frequencies, we have a lot of downloads in our crown chakra, so we need to ground this, because light frequencies are information. And when we ground and anchor all the way down to your root chakra, the earth chakra, you can feel more balance. So stabilization of your chakra energy centers, opening your 12 chakras. So the 12 chakras are mostly becoming more pronounced as you have finished working with your 7 chakras. You're now working on your soul star, the stellar that connects to the source with the great central sun and Archangel Metatron, the gatekeepers. And the soul star chakra, where your blueprint is, so tapping into your highest potential, functioning from your light body, your higher self. And the causal chakra, where the ascended masters and your angels and archangels are sending you direct messages from this source. So there's like these downloads and different dimensional frequencies that you're receiving. And as you receive, you have to assimilate and work on these energies. So then you don't get overwhelmed with the information that you're receiving. So you need to take some time for yourself when you're working on, for example, a certain crystal, so then it can transmute any energies that is not serving you, any belief or patterns that you've been holding back. It's about time to accelerate and be in resonance with the quantum shift that we are traversing. It's acceleration of your light body. So we can find opening of stargates, like the portals are pouring down upon us this golden showers of light, especially during solstices. Like, we're going to have another spring equinox, and during that timeline you need to really prep yourself so you can be attuned and slowly rewire those frequencies, those neural pathways that needs to shift. So taking time to relax, to meditate, respecting your body. So one of my intention in 2024 is to pay attention to my body, the physical body. We want to get stronger, you know, being a great listener to our body, because we need a strong vehicle for our light body. So yeah, I'm going to just really update you on what's going on with our energy fields and my visions. I'm still journeying with the prophecy stone, and it took a lot of layers of amazing memories that my body was holding. So interesting how this ancient prophecy stone can activate and connect to me through my dreams and visions. So amazing time, and I'm wishing you all the love, light, and healing from our beautiful Mother Earth. So spend time with yourself, have compassion, being gentle and kind to yourself so you can give this to others. And thank you so much for being with me and looking forward to our 2024. Thank you, thank you. And have a blessed full moon. This is the last full moon. It's called full moon. And I think when this thing, full moon is upon us, we need to really create an inventory of what happened within the 12 months and the lessons that we've encountered and how we can better ourselves and be a better person and divine. Thank you, thank you, and have a blessed day. Namaste.